The funeral service for Petty Officer First Class Corey Ingram was held Tuesday at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center in Poughkeepsie. Family, friends, service, and community members filed in past lined-up Patriot Guard riders to pay their respects. Ingram's cousin Andrea sang, "His eye is on the sparrow."
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because he's free.
Several hundred people attended the funeral service for Corey Ingram of Poughkeepsie. He was among the 10 U.S. sailors killed last month when a Navy ship collided with an oil tanker off Singapore. Navy Petty Officer Jordan Williams is an aviation structural mechanic from Hopewell Junction. He served as one of the pallbearers.
It actually means a lot, especially having all of these military personnel here. I'm glad to see everybody here to support his family. Losing a shipmate, especially the way he was, you know, the accident happened, it's rough. It hurts manpower, it hurts personnel, it hurts everybody. It hurts family the most, obviously. Especially finding him the way that they found him.
The 28-year-old Ingram was an information systems technician aboard the USS John McCain when it collided with that tanker August 21st. Navy divers recovered the victim's remains inside flooded compartments of the ship the next day. Chief Master Sergeant Jerry Ingram of the 105th Airlift Wing at Stewart Air National Guard Base is Corey Ingram's father. Master Sergeant Sarah Pastorello also is with the 105th Airlift Wing at Stewart.
We're a tight family, and it's incredible to see the turnout from all the branches today as we've experienced a lot of loss this year, and now having a hit close to home with a son is terrible to watch, but that's why we're all here.
Some of that loss occurred in July when 15 Marines and a Navy sailor were killed in a plane crash in Mississippi. The transport plane was based at Stewart, as were 9 of the 16 service members killed. Pastorello says there have been other losses in recent years.
We've lost members of our base defense squadron, and we've lost 3 members since 2013, and then the 9 Marines recently, and then to, you know, have to bring one of our chief's sons home. It's a tough stretch, but it's brought everybody together, and the support of the community has been overwhelming.
Poughkeepsie Mayor Rob Rollison says he did not know the Ingram family before these last 3 weeks.
They're a very well-known family in the city of Poughkeepsie, and I had people text me and send me emails and voicemails saying, hey, thank you for what the city's doing for the Ingram family. So it's amazing how many lives that they've just touched themselves, and all the people that Corey served in, you know, in this country with such heroism and bravery. And we want to make sure that this community is able to send that message today to not only just the Ingram family, but to everybody. We take care of our own, and we grieve for our own.
Nelson Eddie Ribetta is director of the Dutchess County Division of Veterans Services and a Navy veteran.
He's home right now. He loved the city. Everybody tells me the how involved he was. He, you know, Poughkeepsie High School graduate, Dutchess County community, went to Dutchess community. He left here, but I don't think his heart was always here. That's what I got out talking to a lot of his friends and families yesterday at the wake.
City of Poughkeepsie resident Annie Robinson has no relation to the Ingrams, but came out to support the family as the co-founder of a nonprofit group displayed on her shirt.
It says Mothers in Charge. We're going to change it. It's Mothers in Charge of Dutchess County. But right now, it's just Mothers in Charge. But that's what we are. We're a group that goes out and support our neighbors, friends, like, especially in situations like this.
And the Patriot Guard riders who were lined up just outside the Civic Center before and after the service returned to their motorcycles, ready to guide the procession to Poughkeepsie Rural Cemetery. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Poughkeepsie.